the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that that also quashed the story.
ABC News now investigating the source of that leaked top mic moment from anchor Amy Robach, claiming that the network deliberately quashed her bombshell interview with Virginia Roberts Chiffrey, an accuser of the late sex predator Jeffrey Epstein. Now, ABC says the interview was conducted 4 years ago and it simply did not meet their standards. But the incident is drawing new scrutiny to some of the network's journalistic blunders, from their coverage of Brett Kavanaugh's accusers to the false firefight in Syria, which turned out to be a shooting range in Kentucky.
This video, obtained by ABC News, appears to show the fury of the Turkish attack on the border town of Tal Abyad 2 nights ago.
Almost immediately, the website Gizmodo reported that Twitter users were comparing the ABC video to YouTube video from a Kentucky gun range.
How on earth did that happen? Joining me now, Howie Kurtz, the host of Media Buzz. Howie, good to have you. So the reports are that ABC executives are, you know, reeling from this whole thing. What are you hearing?
Well, I'll tell you what ABC executives say in a moment, but I've got to tell you, this was such a massive missed opportunity to have the woman, Virginia Jeffrey, who turned out to be the chief accuser of one of the worst sexual predators of the modern era, a man who routinely abused young women, having her on camera, detailed on the record allegations.